everyone. I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm here to welcome you to our winter edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Before Christmas, we were treated to the Chatterbox Christmas special, which I thought was excellent fun. So I'm hoping that this edition of Let's Talk will do an equally good job of banishing those post-Christmas blues. As you know, Chatterbox has reverted to recording from home, so I'm joined today in remote mode by Sue Ryan, Nikki Barnes, Neil Haverson and Tony Stimpson, not to mention David Clayton with his usual slot. Putting it all together will be the incomparable Tim Edwards. But first, to kick us off, let's hear from sub-editor of Let's Talk, Angie Kennedy, and a Happy New Year to you, Angie.
We hope that our first recording of Let's Talk for 2022 finds you well and having enjoyed a good Christmas. In this welcome last year, we suggested that we might all be celebrating, relaxing and enjoying ourselves over Christmas 2021, hoping that 2021 would have been the year when the world fought back and put COVID firmly in its place. Sadly, it would be wrong to say that that has happened, but the steps that we've all taken or have been made to take have made life a little easier. Most of us now have had our two doses of vaccine, and many of us have had three. Plus, most of us older people have also had our annual flu jabs. The world feels a little safer, and certainly we're now permitted to mix a little more freely, especially with our loved ones. So while things may have been a little better this year for many, we must still all remain aware of those whose lives are far from what they might have hoped for themselves. Let's consider the homeless, those trapped in poverty by rising prices and personal circumstances, those living alone, perhaps after the passing of their only remaining family relative. It's a good time to think of others. Perhaps as a New Year's resolution, rather than those traditional losing weight, joining a gym, stopping smoking, etc., we should all be thinking about supporting a charity. Charities in general have suffered much more than most during the pandemic, yet many continue to do amazing work in our communities. At Let's Talk, we believe we know our readers and listeners well, and we think that you are, in general, very strong supporters of charities, especially those doing so much excellent work locally. Charity begins at home, that's a familiar cry, so why not say to ourselves, after what we've endured, and for the good of so many suffering in so many different ways, charities in 2022 must move to the forefront of all our minds, and we must do what we can to support them. Someone once told me that they had started to support a local charity by making a regular, albeit relatively small, financial contribution. They were amazed at how much better they felt as a person for doing it. Perhaps that's a lesson for us all. So 2021 may have been another tough year, but we appear to have survived it. And here we are at the start of 2022. And what better way to begin than with best wishes to you all for a very happy new year.
Thank you for that, Angie. And we do all certainly hope that it will be a good new year.